News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Daughters who died in a traffic collision in Mayo on Tuesday have been named as Una, Ciara and Saoirse Bowden. And Adrian Devane, a friend of the family, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Adrian. First of all, obviously our sincere condolences on the loss of several friends of yours, family friends. This is a huge tragedy for the area and a huge tragedy, obviously, for the Bowden family. How do you know them?
Well, good morning. And firstly, I suppose I need to convey on behalf of the Mycullen and Galway communities the condolences to David and her father and his father John and her siblings, her uncles, aunties, cousins. And we all pray for Una, Ciara and Saoirse. Una and the girls moved into Mycullen a number of years ago, settled into the community very, very quickly and got involved in all the sports in the village, the Gaelic and the Camogie, rugby, handball, art, you name it. The girls were involved and Una was very welcomed in the community. Her husband David worked away a lot and so she was embraced Uda's from Donegal. So Mycullen is well known for welcoming those from all parts of the world, but especially those from Donegal and areas there. So I guess we'd know Una from different groups and
your kids,
parents around.
We're in the same school, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Ciara was in school and played sports with my daughter. And my wife would have taught Ciara last year in sixth class in Scolwera. And they're now in first year in Salerno. And Saoirse is in local Tully Carn school.
Yeah. They looked, and obviously I know nothing except for what I've seen in the papers and in photographs, just like a gorgeous family, gorgeous girls, happy, healthy, all of that. I can only imagine how much the community must all be, and the friends in particular, Adrian, people like yourself and your own kids, how much you must all be reeling from this.
Yeah, it really, you know, when we got the news on late on Tuesday evening, and it filtered around and we did it, you know, our diligence and it started to filter around and it just caused a numbness in the village and supports have been set up today, this morning, this afternoon with grief counsellors, with the schools and the clubs for all parents, teachers and friends. So yeah, the village is asleep. The Mycullen and the wider community in Galway. And this mass has been said last night. Father Whelan was the mass, and there was a gathering of some of the families there. Yeah, they're just beautiful.
I know, I'm sure. Yeah, and do you know David as well, Una's husband? I can only imagine that poor man getting a call abroad and having to make that journey home. I can't think of anything worse, actually.
So I wouldn't have known David well, but David, to my knowledge, was due to come home and was coming home to meet up with them possibly for the Easter, and they had either been on the way or on the way back from visiting Una's dad in just outside Raffo when the tragedy occurred. But I would like to just pick up on something you said, which was that they were absolutely beautiful and just the most engaging family in the village. They were involved with everything.
They looked it. They had that lovely, smiley, happy way about them. And I know that's from only a photo, but you could, you sort of could tell, you could sort of see, and a truly dreadful.
Absolutely.
If I could ask, I can only imagine the kids, the friends of the kids. This must be incredibly hard for your children and for other children who were the peers of Kira and Saoirse. I can, you know, how do you explain such a thing to kids, really?
I guess, yeah, like we're just there for them. We listen to them, and you know, we reassure them that they're safe, and yeah, you know, we get them to try and express their feelings, but don't force it. I mean, there are the protocols which have come from the school, and there's the advice that we've got from the counsellors and the grief counsellors, but it's just about being there. It's just about being present, and there's no right way or wrong way.
I'm absolutely sure. And look, I really do appreciate you coming on, Adrian, and speaking to us this morning. I don't think for a moment it was an easy thing to do, and I don't think for a moment that it was something you ever thought you would have to do or find yourself in the position of it. So we're very grateful.
No, I definitely didn't.
No.
You know, I was out for coffee and cakes with Una last Friday at the parents' gathering for Salerno School, and we spent an hour chatting about Easter and future. So
Look, you mind yourself as well, and I'm sure the community, all of the community, will rally together, because I have no doubt in a small, close-knit community, the impact of this is huge. I'm sincerely grateful to you for coming on and speaking to us, and all of our genuine condolences here from News Talk Breakfast. Thank you very much. That is Adrian Devan, who is a friend of the Bowdens, Una, Kira and Saoirse, having lost their lives on Tuesday.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.